Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor McCall. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans 8, 19 to 39. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is condemned? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. God's grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and through Christ our Savior. We hear, for I am sure that neither life or death or angels or demons or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us in Christ Jesus. The world has changed. It was spoken by a pastor that we've created the most fear-ridden society in history. We are the most seat-belted, bike-helmeted, airbagged, knee-pad-wearing, private-schooled, gluten, sugar, alcohol-freed, hand-sanitized, peanut-avoiding, sunscreen-slathering, hyper-insured, massively medicated, password-protected, security-systemed, super-inoculated generation in history. And all it's done is to make everyone more afraid of just about everything. Fears bother us. In part, that's why I decided one day to try martial arts, to overcome my fear. It wasn't necessarily the fear of being attacked, although that seems to be on the rise for some clergy and in general fellow Christians in this world suffering persecution. But as I walked to the martial arts building, I had to slow my breathing down and step through the threshold of the dojo because of my fear, whether realistic or not, of not being able to keep up in class due to my asthma, or the fear of being thrown onto the mat and not landing right, and the pain I'd feel the next day, if not in that very moment. I had lots of fears of fear, living in the not yet instead of the now. Ultimately, there was the fear that my fear is bigger than my God. Sometimes we bubble wrap ourselves with paralyzing fear. Oh, the early Christians had fears. Of course, not like us moderns, so we like to tell ourselves. They had fear from even a simple cut on a finger, which can now easily be cleaned and stitched, but could be a death sentence in the ancient world because of infection. Or the fear of running into a Roman soldier who decided that they were just having a bad day and would kill a family member who would be unlucky to cross them on the Roman road, not least all the robbers on the path. Then there was the fear during the persecutions from the emperors for simply being a Christian, a follower of the way. But you're human. And because you're human, you will have fear. Fear is ultimately from sin. But sin is not the last word. Be not afraid is the last word. So does God mean what he says? Surely, well, maybe something will separate us from God's love. But then he wouldn't be God if he wasn't true to his word. He wouldn't be God if there was something that could limit his great love for us. Some great fear that was bigger than God. But there is none. Perfect love casts out all fear. And nothing will separate us? Really? Really. Nothing in all creation, now or ever, will be able to separate us in Christ Jesus. No distance or depth, not invisible or visible creatures. Yes, the world has changed, but God and his word doesn't. Nothing means nothing. And nothing in all of God's creation will separate us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Prayer. Heavenly Father, you revealed to the Apostle Peter the blessed truth that your Son Jesus is the strength. Strengthen us by the proclamation of this truth, that we too may joyfully confess that there is salvation in no one else, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.